Hi, this week the question is, what sins will not cause people to be lost? Many people think they can sin and get away with it. Men sometimes cheat on their wives, thinking no one will know. Wives sometimes cheat on their husbands and think what he doesn't know won't hurt him. They think they're getting away with something. Young people often think things can be done secretly and that if no one knows about it, they've gotten away with it. But according to the Bible, there is a judgment day coming in which people will have to answer for the things that they have done. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14, the Bible says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil." If God will bring every work into judgment, then there is little chance that we're going to get away with anything. There would appear to be no sin that we can commit without answering for it one day. Moses put it like this. In Numbers 32, verse 23, the Bible says, "Be sure your sin will find you out." Nothing committed in secret will go unnoticed by God. He sees everything. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13, the Bible says, "There is no creature hidden from His sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of Him to whom we must give account." In Proverbs chapter 15, in verse 3, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good." Yet in spite of all these passages, there are still some sins which will not cause people to be lost. Notice carefully the following passage. I'm reading from Ezekiel 18, verses 20 through 23. The Bible says, "The soul who sins shall die. The son shall not bear the guilt of the father, nor the father bear the guilt of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself. But if a wicked man turns from all his sins which he has committed, keeps all my statutes, and does what is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. None of the transgressions which he has committed shall be remembered against him. Because of the righteousness which he has done, he shall live. Do I have any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, says the Lord, and not that he should turn from his ways and live?" Now the point of this passage is this. Any sin which is forgiven will not cause a man to be lost. However, for the sin to be forgiven, this passage says that a person must turn from all the sins which he has committed. Number two, he must keep God's commandments. And number three, he must do what is lawful and right. In other words, one must repent and begin doing what God has taught. Jesus said the same thing in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20. He said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you." To become a disciple of Jesus, a person must be baptized in water. The reason for this baptism is for the remission of sins, Acts 2, verse 38. And then Jesus said that the disciple must be taught to observe all things which Jesus commanded. When a person does these things, his sins will not be remembered against him. In conclusion, the sins which will not cause people to be lost are sins that are forgiven. Faith, repentance, confession, and baptism are how we receive forgiveness of our past sins. From that point forward, we must then obey what the Lord commanded in order to stay saved. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. And at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. Call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.